Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
What's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneckinize Radio. Appreciate you joining along. Give us a holler at 515-602-9731. This is Redneckinize Radio live. And we're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in. Like I said, this is a call-in radio show, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining along. We're on blogtalkradio.com. You can find all the audio versions of past episodes on blogtalkradio.com and just search Redneckinize. And that we got a little channel on there, and everything's been great. Also, don't forget to go check out our website, redneckinize.com. You can find links to our social media accounts, plus our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody subscribing to the YouTube channel. It's been doing great, and we're really proud of that. So this year, we're just talking about all things trucking and then some, and then live on the road. Life's been good so far, just like the song goes. And last episode, we were talking about there is a research trucking researchers launch survey on marijuana legalization impact. So that's one of them that we're looking at and checking out and seeing how things are going. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that goes. Other than that, you know, you see the news. I mean, it ain't good. It ain't good for transportation industry. It ain't good for, you know, just the state of the country where we just got incompetency. You know, one of the shows I listen to, the guy says it all the time. He says, talk about when you think about, like, the government and the leadership and all the people that are supposed to be in charge doing good things, and they're supposed to be doing, you know, great things to help the world out and the country out and all that. And if you think about it like House of Cards, where everybody's corrupt and everybody's trying to do evil things, it gets you really upset, and you just want to burn it all down. But what you need to do is, if you haven't seen any episodes of it, just, I mean, even watch a preview of it. There's a TV show, and it's a comedy, and it's called Veep. And what you should do is think of the American government like that show. It's really, nobody's trying to do anything bad. They just don't know what the hell they're doing. Nobody knows what the hell they're doing. And you can laugh at it, you know. So, actually, you know what? I'll pull this up here. Let's see. Go over here. What is this? Okay, well, let me change my thing here. What I was going to do is I'm going to go ahead and, because I've only seen one or two episodes of this TV show, and so what I'm going to do is I'm going to look it up, and then I'll start watching it, and I'll fill you guys in on how crazy it is, and see if it's on. Looks like it's on HBO Max. I have that on my phone. Let me look, see if it's on there. It's got the lady from Seinfeld on it. And scroll back up here, see if I recognize any other people that are shown to be starred in it. I don't see anybody much more famous. Several comedians on there that I think I recognize their face, but don't really know their names. But it's a comedy, so you know, like they're all comedians, and that's what they're supposed to be doing. So let me look it up here and see if it's on this HBO Max, because I've already got this. There it is. And I just went ahead and added it to my list. So it's got 7 seasons. And each season has about 8 or 10 episodes. So it's one of those shows that came out, like, you know, I think it was on HBO. So, but it's comedy. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. I'll watch some of those and fill you guys in. But it's really, I mean, that's what we really have to face it with, is just incompetency. It's just total incompetence. You know, you see that. And then I was thinking about when we think about people, when we think about like different jobs and careers, and what we see, like in the trucking industry, the people that run the industry, they don't really know anything about the day-to-day operations of the truck, right? You know, they know that you have to dispatch the truck and find a driver, but they really don't have any idea. Most people that are at the top of the chain, you know, and let's face it, that's what we need. You know, one or two things has to change in this world for the world to be a better place. And what needs to happen is that the people that are at the top of the chain running everything, they need to know exactly what the day-to-day operations of everything is. Okay, they need to know. They need to know what a welder does. They need to know what a plumber does. They need to know what a train engineer does. They need to know those things day-to-day. They need to know what a truck driver does. They need to know that stuff. You know, they need to know. Or if they don't want to know, then they just need to just pay up. Because that's really what it boils down to, is that we all need to recognize our value. Now, I kind of laughed at the situation that I just heard about on the news. Disney, the corporation Disney, they own ABC, you know, they own Marvel, they make all the movies, they have the TV shows, ABC, ESPN, all that. So they announced today that or this week, that COVID's over. Everybody needs to return to their offices. No more working from home unless you've already been doing that. Well, a massive letter got issued, and tons of people signed on to it, and they're threatening to quit because they don't want to do that. They want to keep working from home. And I laughed because it's like, I'm sure that there are tons of other people out there that would love to have those jobs and show up to the offices. And I'm probably right about that. But I have to give it to them. I mean, know your value. and stand up for yourself. That is the best thing you can do in a career where you need, you know, we all bow to the dollar. You can say what you want, okay, but we all bow to it. And what we just need to do is just, you know, hey, that, I'm not doing that. I can't, you know, that's not being done. And a lot of truck drivers do. We see it where they can, you know, get their stuff handled through sticking up for themselves and threatening to quit. And we see that time and time again. And a lot of times nine times out of 10, they don't. They just want the cash. Just give me the cash. And the cash ain't even much. It ain't that much, you know. And that's because they got some kind of bad habit or they got some kind of bad tick where they're trying to, you know, they owe money. You know, and let's boil down to it. You know, what did Dave Ramsey always say? That, of course, I actually need to go find it, but it's like the debtor is enslaved to the creditor, which means when you owe money, you know, you got to work and you got to do whatever you can to pay that money back. So it's not, you know, that's what's going to happen, is that you got to take what you can get. And, you know, I see it all the time where working people that have value, they suck it up and do whatever is necessary, and they don't stick up for themselves that much because they understand that they, you know, and maybe they got the value. Maybe they are making good money, and they just got it. The boss says, I got to do it. But then I see people that ain't got nothing. They don't have anything, and they don't have any money coming in. They don't have any. They don't have a place to stay. You know, they're crashing at somebody's house. I mean, how much weirder do you have to get? How much off the deep end do you have to get where you're living on somebody's couch, and you have, you know, maybe even you have kids that you have to take care of and you're not, or you have bills that you have to pay but you're not, but you're just crashing on somebody's couch, and then you just turn down jobs, or you don't feel like going the extra mile to apply for a certain job. You know, you call them and you say, hey, you hiring for this job? Yeah, we are. You need to come down. Oh, man. You know, I mean, that's sickness right there. That's a sickness. We got to get rid of that. That, you know, I mean, really and I agree with the whole premise of the tide lifts all boats, high tide lifts all boats, which means that if everybody's doing good, if the top people are doing good, everybody's doing good. And I get that. Okay. But also you got to want to do good, and you got to want to step up, and you got to want to be part of it. You know, if there's a big wave coming in that's swooping everybody to the good side of the water or you know, into the good part where there's good fishing, you know, if you're just sitting here dropping your anchor, not willing to go, or you're sitting at the dock not wishing to do anything, you know, use that analogy, you know, if you're not part of it, if you're not out there, you know, there was a picture where the boat was tied up to the dock, and then the water went down, and then the boat was still tied to the dock, and it was like a good 8 feet off the ground because the water had all went away. Like the tide had swashed out, and it dropped the water level down, but the boat was still tied up to the top of the dock, and it was just hanging there. And it's like, you know, that's where you don't want to be there. You don't want to do that. So you want to be out there, you know, catching stuff. You want to be doing it. You want to be going with the flow kind of thing. Right. That's what part of it is. Going with the flow is that you take the good with the good and you take the bad with the bad, and everybody experiences the same thing. And, you know, go with the flow has become a meaning of, you know, well, what everybody else does, I'll do, you know, but it needs to happen is that what everybody else experiences, I'll experience. That's what it needs to happen. That's how it needs to change, is that your experience will be like everybody else's. So when everybody has a bad experience, you'll have a bad experience. When everybody has a good one, you'll have a good one. And the good part about it is that when you do have a good one, you know, everything's good. But if you just don't go on the trip, then, you know, that's a lot of things. People don't want to take those risks. A lot of people don't do that. So, you know, think about that. I understand it. You might not. But, hey, it's my show. Give me a call, 515-602-9731, to check things out. And, you know, let's figure out where we're going. What do you call hang on, let me fix my thing here. Double checked here. It says here that you can watch that show Veep on Hulu and on Amazon. So, get it, slide over here. Yep, and it's on, if you have YouTube TV, subscribe to YouTube, you can watch it there. Those three, so it's four places, HBO, Hulu, YouTube TV, Amazon. If you're subscribed to that, you should be able to watch it. All the others you have to pay for. So that's where you can get it. You know, it's funny. So Google owns YouTube, and of course ABC, which Disney is also Hulu. Hulu is owned by Disney, and then Amazon is Amazon, which are the biggest, right? They're all the biggest of as far as like companies that do everything else. So those guys at the top of the list, they, you know, click on Hulu, click on, and of course it's an HBO show, so it's HBO. Has it at the top, but it at the bottom, and when you show the full list, HBO is always at the bottom because they're not big. They don't pay. I guess to me, it's just like this list is all about who pays to be on that list. But the top of the search by itself is HBO because it's HBO show. So, you know, and a new episode of Politically, what's it called? Well, it's Real Time with Bill Maher. It used to be Politically Incorrect, but I watch that show just so I can see what the other side is thinking about, because that's a big deal. And that's that. It's funny to me. So, well, anyway, so we're still here. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. It's about 15 after 6 here in Texas, after 15 after 7 and everywhere else on the East Coast. So we're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can give us a call. So check us out. And this is Redneck and Eyes Radio. We'll be back in a second.
Loud thunder, heavy rain, thin line between joy and pain. It's a long, strange trip, it's all insane. You ain't never gonna be the same. Living life through the night, thin line of a lightning strike. Sometimes the only light, when the moon is tucked away, piston's pumping. Minds are racing, it's hard to sleep, man, when I'm shaking. Bad news surrounds me, it's always found me, creeping up when things are good. Yeah, the dark days find a way, loud thunder, heavy rain, thin line between joy and pain. It's a long, strange trip, it's all insane. You ain't never gonna be the same. Living life through the night, thin line of a lightning strike. Sometimes the only light, when the moon is tucked away, the camera captures all the things that make us turn from what we see. It's always moving, it don't stop rolling. I haven't slept in 3 damn days. Yeah, but who needs that anyway? Loud thunder, heavy rain, thin line between joy and pain. It's a long, strange trip, it's all insane. You ain't never gonna be the same. Living life through the night, thin line of a lightning strike. Sometimes the only light, when the moon is tucked away. It's all in.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being a supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Watch out when he starts to twist. What the daddies used to tell them boys, how to ride them boats. I got a jingle in my jeans, sore places in between, and I'm leaving old Salt Lake with a push and a pull. 10-4, buddy, come on back. A horse trainer on a Cadillac. Yeah, we're talking to the cowboy in the Coupe de Ville. Chugga-lugging up one side, sliding down the other. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill. Burn up that radio. Don't want to think about a rodeo. Don't want to think about a roundup up in old Cheyenne. Well, it's a crazy circuit. Bob is still you work it. Turn down that sound, boys. Let's get up and check the scan. 10-4, buddy, come on back. A horse trainer on a Cadillac. Yeah, we're talking to the cowboy in the Coupe de Ville. Chugga-lugging up one side, sliding down the other. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hey, this is Ed with Redneckinize Radio. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining along. Don't forget to thank our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. Those are the guys that have the particulate filter parts where they sell either the filters or the parts for the filters and all that stuff that really nobody knows how to work on. A lot of times you go to shops and they don't understand, especially the older technology. They don't work that well. The newer stuff, yeah, it's pretty down. You know, I got a newer truck that I drive, and it doesn't really mess up as much as the old ones used to. So I think they're finally getting their act together on that stuff. And then now Biden has come out with new EPA standards, and it's like, man, come on. They just figured out the old stuff, so just give it a break, whatever. You know, of course, he's trying to eliminate, you know, everything. He's trying to, you know, he got mad at the oil companies. They said that they're not investing in the oil companies right now. They're not building new refineries. That's why fuel prices stay high and all that. And he's like, well, you know, they said that because I don't want natural, but we're going to need them for the next 10 years, you know? And it's like, dude, how long, you know, if you're like putting millions of dollars into upgrading or updating a refinery, you know, how long you think that project's going to take? And then the return on investment has to be that it's going to be operational for like another 20 years. So if they think you're going to run them out of business in the next 10 years, they're not going to do it. You know, they're just going to keep everything going until you outlaw everything. And that's the way it looks, you know. So we'll see how everything's worked out on that. But it was Monday. I'm scrolling down here, double checking everything that I posted. I posted several things to our Facebook page. We were talking about, looks like on Tuesday, about the spill. There was an hazmat spill in Arizona. And I'm going over here to the news trying to figure out if there's anything to do with that. And really there's not anything new to update on that stuff. So apparently they've got everything squared away over there. If anybody knows anything else, give me a holler, because The media is not talking about it. And yeah, that's what we're seeing. We're seeing that, you know, it's so funny that when something bad happens in the United States, like these spills under a Democratic president, they don't really talk about it that much. And he's like, well, he's doing a good job. Everything's fine. You know, and it's like I understand he can't be blamed for everything, you know, but when you have, you know, a minute ago I just told you, you know, when you have incompetent people running the organizations and they're not really enforcing anything or double checking anything or you know, stuff like that, then people are going to cut corners. There's a lot of people out there willing to do that. And that's what happens. I mean, we see it in trucking every day. So, you know, don't think that, you know, they're sleeping on the job and they're not to blame. You know, you can't like, do you blame Pete Buttigieg or the EPA guy for the derailment over there in Ohio? I mean, you can't blame him completely, but the response was piss poor, like bad. Right. And if we do an investigation and we found out that people were cutting corners because there was no enforcement, because, you know, they were just like, you know, well, do whatever you need to do. You know, I mean, it's just like when we found out about when I think there was like years ago, I can't remember, but there was like some bad peanuts or something was going on with the growers or something. And we found out that, I mean, we never really asked, you know, you had the FDA, Food and Drug Administration. I thought they were double checking everything, but they don't really do that. It come to find out that all the testing is done by the companies themselves, and they're supposed to self-report anything that goes wrong. And come to find out they weren't doing that. And the FDA, they just saying, you know, we're just going to sit over here and you tell us you got a problem. You don't have any problems? Okay, everything's good. And then something bad happens and the FDA is like, you know, how could you let that happen? And it's like, I thought the FDA was supposed to be after them, right? EPA the same way. You know, bad things happen. And then they, like when they burned that stuff, it made it worse. It is what it's looking out to be, that they decided, well, we're going to burn off the chemical. That way it doesn't seep into the groundwater or whatever. But now the clouds are up there and everything's messed up. It's made it even worse. You know, so like I said, it's just incompetence, just totally incompetence. And, you know, instead of going out there and actually cleaning it up, actually going out there and sending crews and shutting everything down, they said, just burn it up. That way we can reopen it. And that's what it was that they were allowing the company that owned the rail, they were allowing them to be in charge. And their main goal was to get the rail back open, to get that done. They weren't concerned with anything else. So, you know, and it might not be. I mean, like I said, you never know somebody's true intentions, but it's just, that's what it looks like, right? And it's just unacceptable. So I got this this other article that came up here, and this was posted today, and it says, what's ahead for the trucking industry in 2023? Driver constraints they need to replace aging equipment are among the issues top of the mind of the trucking executives. Says looking ahead for 2023 is more like looking for a rearview mirror for the trucking industry. Many of the issues from the past year, from availability of new equipment to labor woes, will persist in the coming months. Economic uncertainty is having a domino effect on the industry, at least through the first half of the year. Says soft demand for carrier services has caused spot prices to tumble, and carriers have scaled back operations, though they remain optimistic a turnaround is on the horizon. And really, it's the economy thing. I mean, what we're seeing now is that inflation is just not slowing down enough. And you're going to see the Federal Reserve have to raise rates, which means that they're raising the price of credit. And when people trying to do a job need to rely on that credit, they're just going to see that it's just not worth it. So they're going to scale back, and you're going to see that. In fact, one of the other articles that I read on Monday was that the spot market has tumbled, but LTL freight is like sky high. And that kind of makes sense, because when you've got companies, they need stuff. They just don't want to get that much. They don't want to get a whole truckload, you know, what they're doing is they're only ordering, you know, a couple of thousand pounds of it or whatever, instead of a whole 40,000 pounds of it. And they're putting it on LTL, and LTL just doesn't have the room, so of course they raise their rates, and it's one of those things. They're not trying to grow their business; they're just trying to stay in business. These companies that are doing this, going on the LTL freight instead of the truckload, and so they're having to pay it because they need to stay in business. But the problem is that they're not really investing in growing their business. So, and then when you raise the interest rates and the price of the credit, they don't want to indulge themselves in the credit because it's too expensive, you know. And in the long run, it's the benefit's not gonna pay back soon enough. So yeah, we'll see a lot of that, and it's gonna happen. You'll see. I don't necessarily think the rates are just gonna dive, but you'll see a lot of trucking companies go out of business like we've been seeing in the past, and that happened, you know, back in what 2012, 2013. That's what happened. But then it come roaring back 2014, 2015. It come roaring back. So that's what happens. It's just a big wave, you know. You just gotta, and just like we talked about before, you gotta be out there. You gotta be out there doing it, and if you're not doing it, you might not survive the wave, or if you do it too much, then it just throws you right out of the water and you're out of business. So, you know, you're either going to go under or you're just going to completely get thrown out. So one of the two could happen if you're not ready for it. And so that's one of the things I always tell people, just be ready for it. Be ready for anything. You know, everything's going good right now. Well, that means something bad's about to happen. that's what we're talking about. So, yep. It says that we spoke with experts in the field to better understand the major issues happening in the trucking industry, read the insights to expect. And it says large-scale trucking, trucking conference to watch is, yeah, they got several different articles. That's pretty good. This is a transportdive.com. Pretty good little article here that I posted on, and I'll share it to our Facebook page. You can check it out. But I don't know. Other than that, what else is going on? I don't know. I'm getting ready for the weekend, do lots of riding, and have a lot of fun. The weather's supposed to get better. It's still pretty cold here right now, so you never know what could happen. But yeah, give us a call, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody listening along and following along and everything. You can check us out at redneckandeyes.com. And had to figure out where I was. Great sponsor is Trucker Tools, truckertools.com. They've been a great sponsor for the past couple of years here at Redneck and I's. They're the Trucker Tools app. You can download their app from any app store you get off your phone, or you can check them out at truckertools.com. That's where their website is. And that's one of those apps where it's kind of like all the others with like Uber Freight and JB Hunt 360, where you can book freight. It's Trucker Tools. It's the Trucker Tools app. You can book the freight on there, and a lot of times they use it to track the freight and all that. But also, if you're just kind of a company driver or you're leased to a carrier and everything, and you don't really do any of that stuff on those other boards like that, then you can check them out. And they've got route planning. You can find parking spots. You can, do all of like truck stops and Walmarts, and just check things out where everything's located at, and to help you out get down the road a little better and a little easier. So check that out. And that's about it. Here we go. Let's go to the lines here. Good evening, sir. How you doing?
Hey, Ed. Good, man. How you doing?
Yep, getting through it.
Yeah. So anybody else listening and just staying muted, or was I the only one?
No, you're the only one.
Hey, can it you might get be... phone calls at, while you're working?
Yeah.
Like I call you later?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, cool.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. I'll be out there on the road. I'm covering San Antonio tonight, so it's like a little bit there. I'll have everything with me, but I mean, I'll be in and out of the truck a little bit there, you know, right around after midnight. But anytime between like 9 and midnight, I'll be driving.
What time do you go to work?
Like when I get off of here, I usually leave the house at around 8. Yep.
So that means you're there. You get behind the wheel about 9.
Yeah. My goal here is, my goal tonight is to get on the road by 8:30. If I get on the road by 8:30, is in San Antonio at 11.
Up by San Antonio. All right.
Yep.
I'll try between that time.
Yep.
So, what else going on?
No, nothing, man. I'm just laughing at the news. You know, whenever they something happens, it's like, you know, these guys are idiots. It just cracks me up. I can't do nothing but laugh at it.
I started listening to Hannity this afternoon, and oh hell, it's same old all the time. I mean, he's yep. almost like a broken record. I go, all right, well, 20 minutes yep, him was enough. All right, let's go back to music.
Well, you know what's so funny is that I always so what I try to do is keep educated on everything else. So I try to listen to the other Sunday shows like Meet the Press and all that and see what they're talking about. And then when the Republicans like a lot of times when you ever listen or watch Hannity or if you do like Ben Shapiro or whatever, what they'll do is they'll have clips of the politicians that are on the other Sunday shows because those are the most watched and all that. And so whatever they do, they say silly or say something smart or whatever. Whenever a Republican comes off good, they'll show it and all that. So what I try to do is like, well, I'll just go on there and watch the whole thing. That way I get a better context of what they're talking about. And I get fired up at that, too, because I get upset that the different politicians, like we see it all the time, where a Democrat can go on NBC News, and it's just like a little – puff piece, like, you know, so how you feeling, how you been, you know, everything great, everything's good, how's your family, you know, and then, well, there's something going on out here, but, you know, that's not your fault, you know, and all that, and then the Republicans,
well,
what's that, go ahead.
Hannity started talking about these balloons again, and blah, 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 balloons,
yeah,
balloon, and this and that, you know, I'm tired of that shit, you know, it just, I saw something on Facebook the other day, I laughed my ass off. The guy had a picture of it looked like a balloon in the sky, clear blue sky, driving his car, and he says, "Man, I've been following this Chinese balloon for 20 miles, and then I figured out it was bird shit on the windshield."
Yeah.
You know.
Well, did
you
see
look at the picture he took? And it looked like a balloon, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the other one I got is a picture of a guy in a full body cast in the hospital. And it says, "There I was, just flying my balloon, minding my own business."
Yeah.
And all of a sudden,
I can believe that. I can say, you know, they keep this shit up, and Albuquerque is going to have to cancel their balloon festival.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The other picture I saw
Air Force
was
going nuts.
It was the full moon, and ET was flying in front of the full moon. You know, ET and Elodie on the bicycle,
yeah,
and an F-22 was right behind it shooting missile.
Yeah, I saw something about that, too. Oh, God. But I mean, he didn't do anything about Montana. And then they had the governor on Montana. Oh, I didn't find out anything until blah, 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 blah. I go, oh, my God. Where's your state defenses at? Don't you have anything that watches the skies over your own state?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it just, come on. You know, I mean, yeah, you can blame Biden, but.
Well, I was watching this stuff, the train derailment in Ohio. So they had the governor of Ohio, like on Tuesday, I think it was. And he's like, oh, yeah, the Biden administration is doing a great. They've told me they've fully supported and they'll be there to help us out and all that like that. Well, then there was a town hall meeting with the mayor of the town and all the residents, and I mean it, they were pissed. They were pissed, right? The next day, the governor comes out. The governor comes out and says, "How dare President Biden not help me? He's not helped me at all." I said, "Dude, 2 days ago you said he was helping. Now you see the voters are pissed, and now you're pissed. You know that's crap. You know that's stupid. That's what pisses people off. Yeah, that's what pisses people off.
And
is when
and the railroad they don't give a fuck about anybody, anytime. Their number one goal is to get those trains running.
Yep, that's it. Yep, you're right about that.
Just like my number one goal as a truck driver. I really don't give a shit what happens around me. Just keep my wheels running.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And really what it boils down to is that, you know, all the regulators and all those people, you know, they're at home. They got these 9-to-5 jobs, like EPA. I don't know anybody with the EPA. Like, you know, it's so funny. You ever watch a movie, and it's about some natural disaster with FEMA and all that. Like, I remember the funny part of the movie that I thought was the hilarious part was in that movie Volcano with Tommy Lee Jones. And Tommy Lee Jones was the head of the department, and he cared more than anybody. He cared more than the fire chief. He cared more than the police chief, the mayor, and everybody.
I can't do that now. Yeah, you know? I'm already talking about it.
Yeah, and it's so funny to me. It's like he cares more than anybody. But then in the real world, you know, okay, where's the FEMA guy? Oh, he's at home. He's at home like all the others. You know, he's the same guy.
Yeah.
You can't say that everybody's incompetent except this one guy. You can never do that. You know, that's not reality. Because if they're all incompetent, then they're all incompetent. There is no just one lone deal like that, because there never is. It's never like that. You know, so I just think it's so funny that, you know, you say, oh yeah, the guy that's the hero of the movie is the only guy that cares. Nobody else cares but him.
Yeah.
You know, so it's so stupid. So stupid. But I get frustrated because they're not hard enough on the Democrats, but then I also get frustrated because the Republicans get on those shows like NBC News and all that, and they're so polite. It's like, this guy just accused you of being a racist and you're not pissed. Get pissed, man. You know? It's like so stupid.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. You know. I even put it on Twitter. I put it on Twitter. I tweeted. I don't know if it got anywhere, but I just, you know, Jim Jordan is on Twitter, just like all the other politicians, and I don't know who listens to it or sees it or whatever, but I said, you know, you were just too polite. Quit being nice to these guys. They hate your guts, and they accuse you of doing this kind of thing. So quit being nice. You know, but he got on there.
Only time he gets riled up is when he's in some type of conference and he's got the whole world watching him. Oh, now I'm gonna raise some ruckus. Well, do that other times. You know, I was just like, my God.
To me, it's those committees where it's you're in charge of that room. You know, you're the committee. It's like okay, you're standing behind. You're actually what you're doing is in that committee. The politicians are standing behind the wall of the Congress, saying, "I'm the one here. I'm allowed to do that." Outside of that, they're all scared because they're scared of losing money.
Like it.
They're scared of losing voters. But once they get behind that wall, they know they're protected because if you're down there being asked a question by those people, you know, if you're down there being questioned by the committee, then everybody in that committee, they have rules. They say, you know, hey, you got to answer truthfully. And if you don't, you're going to jail, you know, and it's my time and I can ask whatever I want and all that. You know, it's just kind of like if I was a Republican politician sitting there in front of Chuck Todd and he's asking me questions, I'd be asking him questions. And then I know that he would say, well, I'm doing the interview here. And I was like, well, you know what? All these people watching on TV, they have no idea what you think. And you're the one allowed to ask questions. Why don't you go get questions from them? Or why don't you bring them in here and let them ask the questions, because you're not asking the right questions. You know, that's to me, that's what they're doing. Because, I mean, to me, I don't know if you agree or not, but, I mean, there's no objectivism. You know, there's no objective journalism anymore. It's all everybody's got an opinion. You know, even though they're not trying to give their opinion, they have their opinion. You know, you see it in the questions that they ask and all that. So I just think it's so silly. And like you said, I think it's just all incompetence. Everybody's just gotten it's too easy. Everything's too easy these days. You know, you can turn on the TV and it's all right there. It's too easy. The guy can be part of NBC News. He can sit there on TV and you're forced to watch him because he controls the TV. You know, they put it on
so much redundancy. Yeah. I mean, just over and over and over again.
Over and over.
And then you got to give stations like, you know, the MSNBC or whatever that is and CNN. They'll invent news. They'll just say, oh, well, let's see if we say this, how far it can carry.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, now we got new news. Now it's not correct. There's no facts to it. But, yeah, look at that. Oh, my God, look at that. It made it to six people now talking about it. And now that's the hot topic. And it's all made up.
All made up.
Isn't that fun?
Yep. That's it. Yep.
Kind of remind me of that old game we used to play as kids, you know, when you you whisper in the ear and you say something and see how the story changes at the end of the line,
yep.
You know?
Sit in a circle and tell that, and everybody whispers, and by the time it gets back to the person that said it, that's not what they said at all.
Oh, no. Hell, none of the words are right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just going through here, opening some mail.
I'm up here in Ohio. I'm in Gregory's neck of the woods. Getting ready to pick up a trailer, a Mac trailer up here in Alliance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It goes down to Georgia. Then Georgia to Louisiana, Alabama, then to Louisiana. 2 more weeks of this, and then I go on vacation again. How about that?
How about that? That sounds right. Real nice. Yep. Yeah, we're...
I'm going to go out to Vegas to see Jimmy Buffett.
That's funny. Make sure you take a drug test when you come back.
Now what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I don't know if you saw on there, but there is a study going on right now by the American Transportation something Alliance, but they're doing a study right now to see the effects of marijuana in the trucking industry.
Oh, really?
What they're doing is they're sending a questionnaire out to all the companies, like the recruiters and all of the like safety people, and what they're asked, the questions. I did the survey, and it's really directed toward the people that do the hiring. And the people that do the, all the research for that, the compliance stuff. And what they're asking is that how many drivers apply, and then how many drivers, how many drivers test positive in the pre-employment process, and then how many drivers
a high number,
right? And then they're saying, how many drivers actually won't even apply because they know that they pop positive or whatever. How many drivers do you fire? And then does your company, what policy does your company have? And it asked, like, does your company, if somebody got fired for a drug offense, would the company still hire them? Or does it have to be after a certain amount of time? Or do you hire them at all? And, of course, I answered that my company, if it popped that the driver got fired at one point in his career for failing a drug test, then the company I work for, they wouldn't hire him at all. They just off
my
the list.
Company either.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things like that about the policies of the companies, and what they're looking at is just, overall, like if you're looking for drivers and you got drivers applying, but how many of them are testing positive, and then are they from the states? Like what they're trying to figure out is it more common in those states that have it legal, and that kind of thing.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it if they go ahead and do something like that and say, well, we're going to allow anonymous trucks to be driven. So maybe we ought to try a fleet of pot smokers and see how that, compares to the anonymous trucks and see who has the most accidents.
Yeah,
or just
do what I would say is just do a trial and just like have the FMCSA say, okay, now for the next year, we're not going to do anything. If it doesn't, anybody that gets hired can get hired. And then you can say, okay, now after the year is up, everybody that gets in the random list has to be clean. But it's like for a year, we won't do anything. We won't test anybody that gets hired. We won't do any randoms. We won't do any of that for a year and just see what happens. That's what I would say. Just, every company out there, if what it is that the companies, Like what I would say is that even though the law might change, there's a lot of companies that still won't allow it. That's what I'm going to tell you. I know that for a fact,
right.
the company I work for, they would probably still have a zero tolerance policy because there's
so many drivers that can't hire anymore because they got, druggies. I mean, I remember when I went to school to become a truck driver many years ago. My class started out to be 30-some students.
Right,
when I graduated from my driving class, there was only 10 of us. The rest of them all tested hot for drugs. Well, I don't know. I was in a room the other day and somebody was smoking, but I didn't smoke any. Oh, yeah? Well, you're sure hot on your drug test, so. Oh, well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I am here at Alliance, and cool. I just went to line four, so I need to probably get going here. But
yep,
your too. Number's still the same, right?
Yep.
All right. I'll give you a call.
Cool. All right, now.
Talk to you later.
All right, now. You too. We'll see you.
You bet. Bye.
Bye-bye now. All right, good deal. Well, that's pretty much going to wrap it up anyway because we're running out of time. And appreciate everybody listening along, and hope everybody continues to follow everything. Let me fire it up here. What am I looking at? Yeah, here we go. There we go. All right, everybody. Have a good evening. We'll talk to you all later. Be back Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, 6 p.m. Texas time. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. That's where it is. Go check out redneckandeyes.com, where you can find links to all of our social media accounts, plus our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. You can find also links to all of our great sponsors. That's Trucker Tools, truckertools.com, Load to Ride Transportation at ltrtransportation.com, and also DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. We appreciate all their support. So until next time, you guys have a great weekend, and we'll see you all then. Stay safe, stay successful, keep between the ditches, and we'll see you out there on the road.
Baby and me.
Today's truckers have a lot on their minds. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and Eyes.